Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you dynamic guests. And today I have two fabulous women guests who are the co-owners of Verdania Fields. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Wendy LaDuke, over the course of her career as a leader in education technology, Wendy's focus has been on driving significant growth and shareholder value. She grew the education division of 1105 Media from 7 to 20 million. Wendy created organic growth through the development of new products and services, and also spearheaded several acquisitions to create immediate top-line growth and effectively integrate people, products, and customers. Wendy is best known for her skill in identifying new emerging market opportunities with significant growth potential. Over the past 5 years, she has helped innovative startups in a wide range of new markets. Her roles include product development, sales channel distribution, fundraising, and creation of profitable partnerships. She's seen the greatest success with companies who merge tech, data, and consumer need. And her partner is Pamela Moffett. Pamela spent much of her career at top creative agencies in New York and LA, where her clients were Fortune 500 companies and nonprofits. As a communication and branding expert, Pamela has helped shape some of the world's most admired brands, including GE, Unilever, Mars, and Tech Hour. With a unique combination of experience, insight, and heart, she has helped transform brands, achieve outstanding growth, and create award-winning campaigns. Pamela's recent work has focused on complete specialized startups. She has helped companies with a good idea translate that into highly competitive businesses. Her work with a biotech has raised $10 million, twice the investment needed, because she redefined the breadth of the business and their message. Welcome, Wendy and Pamela. I'm so happy to have you as a guest on the show today.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for that great music. I'm so excited. Pointer Sisters, that was wonderful.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Wonderful.
Kind of get you in the mood. Yeah.
Yeah. Both of you said you had actually.
Oh, really? Both of you said you had to fail to succeed. What happened?
Well, very interesting. We met when I had just moved to California by pure serendipity. It was actually our dogs that brought us together. And the first day we met, before we even really knew one another, we really hit it off. And as we were leaving, we had taken a big walk. And as we were leaving this group of people, we said, you know what? We should work together. And like a year later, we were both at crossroads in our careers. And we had been working for startups. It had been wonderful, lots of innovative thinking and lots of fun. And then suddenly, as happens with startups, the funding dried up. So we were both kind of in the same position at the same time, and we looked at one another. It's like, what are we going to do now? And we were both in the same position where we didn't have a huge cushion. There wasn't anybody we could fall back on. You know, we started thinking about living in cardboard boxes, and we knew that we had to really pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and figure out what's next. I mean, we definitely weren't going back to the corporate world. You know, we'd have these big jobs and made lots of money, and we didn't want that, and we were too old for it. So that's when we started hatching up the idea that there was a lot of potential in CBD.
Well, and one thing that I would add to that is through the last couple of years of my work, I continually tended to sit in the back seat of the car and always had the feeling or the fear, I guess is more like it, that I needed to have a man in the driver's seat in order to be successful. And without having that as a part of the business equation, I was not going to be able to attain the goals that I had. And through the course of the transition that Pamela just referenced, it became very clear that I, and also Pamela, we no longer wanted to relegate ourselves to the back seat. We wanted to drive. And if there were bad business decisions that caused financial hardship, those would be our decisions, and we would be able to pivot and change behavior or change course because we would have control of the conversation. So that was another driver for us basically overcoming the fear of starting something new in an area that we had no experience in. We just knew we wanted to do something that mattered and made a difference, and we knew that we wanted to be in control of our own destiny and our own business.
That's fabulous. Why did you start Verdania Fields?
Well, really picking up on what Wendy just said, we wanted to give back. You know, you get to a point in your life where you've climbed your way up the ladder, and then you start thinking about, you know, in a very small way, what is your legacy going to be, and what have you really contributed to the world? So, you know, we started looking at all of our friends and what they were going through, and everyone was just overloaded with responsibility and stress and anxiety, and no one we knew was getting a decent night's sleep. So we really set out to figure out, both for ourselves and for them, what's the alternative? And, you know, we started reading more and more about CBD and saw the potential. And then we just kept going, and we kept showing up, Robbie, as you know, as you say all the time, just show up. And wonderful things were happening. And we just kept meeting more people, and they kept passing us along down the path. Wendy, over to you.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. I think one of the things that we've been blessed with through this whole journey is the fabulous people, particularly women, who have kind of forged a trail in this field. They were so open and willing to share their knowledge, their experiences, their expertise with us. It really helped shorten the learning curve to some extent because we were able to not repeat the same mistakes. But the amount of amazing people that we met in the early days and still to this day, I think probably once a week we meet three or four just incredible individuals who are more than happy to help us with what our goal and our vision is. And so at that part of the experience, I think it really made it easier for us in terms of being connected and building a network of people who could help us overcome the shortcomings we had in terms of experience and expertise in the field in the early days.
That sounds fabulous. Was it difficult getting started in the CBD business?
Well, okay, consider this. We knew nothing about CBD. So just figuring out who to talk to and what we needed to know, and more importantly, who to trust. Because we would hear, you know, one thing from one person and one thing from somebody else, and we're like, oh my God. We're learning about the endocannabinoid system. I mean, we didn't even know what the endocannabinoid system was and all the things that CBD could do. And we read everything we could get our hands on. It was just where it was just overwhelming. Like, what are we doing? Is this crazy?
Well, and I think the other part of the learning curve, aside from the CBD itself, you have the medical implications for that, all about the plant that you need to learn about. But then you have the whole legal and the morass of legislation and inconsistency in legislation and how you need to say things and how you're not allowed to say things. And then there's distribution conversations. And then there's how do you set up a e-commerce business when you've never been a part of an e-commerce business? And what are the technology components that you need to bolt together to build the platform for an e-commerce system? And what are the new technologies that are available for virtual offices and virtual assistants that, based on our experience in the workplace that we grew up in, never existed before? So the learning curve was not only the CBD aspect of it, but how do you launch a new and effective startup in today's age of technology with legal implications and all the other things that go along with it that we did not have prior experience with.
So what other challenges did you face in starting your business?
Well, I think the number one challenge for any new business, if you're not loaded with cash, is finding an investor. And once again, serendipity shined on us. And Wendy has got to tell this story because it is too amazing.
So we had some wonderful people move into next door to us last year. And they were only here for a short time. They were renting on their way to their next destination. And I had become friends with the woman, the wife. And one night we were having a glass of wine and talking, and I shared with her the vision that Pamela and I had for this new business and how we wanted to help women with health challenges at this stage in our lives. She's also in the same age bracket, by the way. She said, I really want you to talk to my husband about this. He's actually someone who comes from the pharmaceutical industry and had successfully sold a couple of companies. So we ended up having our first conversation about Vardania Fields and what we wanted to build the day that the movers were there, actually physically moving boxes out of their home into the moving truck. And I had not spoken to him for the 6 months, really. I hadn't had a lot of interaction with him. But it was that last day that they were in the home that we actually sat down and I outlined what we wanted to do. And he said, I'm in.
Talk about the nick of time. And the perfect example of just showing up.
That is amazing. How is Vardania Fields different?
Well, we'd like to think that we're very different.
We're special.
We are special. When we started looking at the market for CBD, and as we know, the Farm Bill that was passed in, I think it was 2018, and so CBD then flooded the market. Sorry. sorry. Well, and we think that people are, and I mean, we certainly were, just overwhelmed. You know, there's so much CBD out there. We don't know what's good, what's not good, what do we need to look for. And, you know, we were kind of, our heads were just kind of spinning. And we were also not, we weren't cannabis people, we weren't CBD people. We were kind of afraid to, like, put weird stuff in our body. It's like, yeah, you know, I don't know what it's going to do. But very important, we found out, and a lot of people don't know this. Like, they did some survey that 50% of the people don't know that CBD is non-psychoactive. So it's only THC. So we got that straight. But so we were a little afraid, and we just kept experimenting with stuff, and we were being very brave. But getting back to how we're different is our mission is really to provide the purest, most effective products to help women find safe, non-addictive alternatives to what they're using now, either OTC or pharmaceuticals. And another very important part of this is the education, because just how we had to go through a long education process to figure out what we wanted to actually sell, people are going through the same thing, and they're as confused as we are. So we're great people to tell other people who might be confused what we've learned. So education is going to be a very big part of the brand. In-person education, education on the site, and we feel that's really important. So the quality of the CBD is medical quality, and there's very strict criteria for that, which is it needs to be from the flower, which is probably the hardest place to get it because there's not so much, but it's the most potent CBD. It has to be lab tested, so you know that there's no, you know, contaminants, pesticides, that it has in it what you say it has in it. It needs to be organic, and it needs to use the whole plant. And what I mean by the whole plant is a lot of people will just strip out pieces of the plant. We want the whole plant because there are compounds in that, which will really boost the effectiveness of the CBD. So we have one of the amazing people that we found on our way is this medical professional who's been working with women and men on complex medical issues since about 2014 on, you know, treating them with CBD and with cannabis. And it was just amazing to meet her because she has formulated our products. And she is also available for consultations on our site. So if you're interested in CBD, but you're not really sure, you know, what kind you want, She can also do more in-depth consultations privately where she can match your DNA to the best strain of CBD, which totally blew our mind.
Well, and I think our original vision when we first started talking about launching this business was that we would be curators of really high quality CBD products and bring best to market. But in our exploration and our research, we learned very quickly there's not a lot out there that really met the criteria that we set and the standards that we set, especially working with a medical professional. So that's when we made the pivot to actually work with her to produce our own formulas so that we had the assurance that what we were presenting to people was the highest possible grade that we could possibly find.
That's amazing. What products do you have?
Funny you should ask. We had this big idea, and we had to, when COVID hit, we had to pivot a bit to really respond to what the issues are right now. And they are, number one is anxiety. I mean, people are anxious about their health. They're anxious about the economy. I mean, what else? There's so many things to be anxious about right now. Followed by insomnia, because nobody is sleeping. And, of course, everyone is really interested in boosting their immune system, which we can see that things like vitamin C and zinc are sold out all over the place. So what we decided to do was come up with three products for anxiety, immunity, and sleep, and put them in a box. And for the, I mean, what I should just back up for a minute and tell you is that CBD is a lot of things, but the key things are anti-inflammatory, it will reduce pain, alleviate anxiety and depression, and there's also some research that says, well, it is antibacterial, but the research says that it may even work against certain drug-resistant bacteria. It's not a miracle cure. It is not a cure for COVID, but these are all things that can help you get through it. So we've got CBD for the immunity product. We have CBD and CBG in there. And what the endocannabinoid system is really the system that the CBD and CBG would interact with. And that does a lot of things in our body. But one of the things that it does is it regulates our immune system. So, and the more CBD and CBG you have, first of all, you can never overdose, that the more your body produces endocannabinoids, which helps support your immune system. So we also have something in there for lung support because obviously COVID is tough on your lungs. And it has, the CBG has a neuroprotective factor. So it helps in recovery and regeneration of your nervous system. Think she's actually getting smarter on our own formula.
So it's funny that she says that. When I just noticed a difference when I started taking it in the morning that I had much, I was able to focus a lot more and for a longer period of time, which is my way of saying I'm getting smarter. But I also had an increase in energy and stamina. I work from home and I used to, like, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I used to have to lie down and just take like a really quick power nap, 15 minutes. And once I started, taking the immune booster, I haven't had to do that ever since I started. And it's not a stimulant like we have come accustomed to think of them, like that amped up feeling. It's just a energy and I'm sharp. I'm able to focus. And I do feel like I'm doing a lot better intellectually than I was before.
Oh, you are, my dear. You're just
smart. Yeah, that's
you
what it is.
You started off. So, okay, so that's immune. And then we have a sleep formula. And as you might have guessed, the endocannabinoid system also regulates sleep, particularly the circadian rhythms. So there are a lot of people who've used CBD to get to sleep but haven't really had so much success. You know, so people have really said, well, if you're going to have a sleep product, you really need CBD and THC, which we didn't at this point want to do. So there is another newer cannabinoid called CBN, and we've added the CBN to the CBD, and CBN has twice the sedative power of THC. and Wendy, actually, who has the worst sleep issues. I tried this and had amazing results.
Yeah, I hadn't had a good night's sleep in probably 30 years. Once I became a mom, my whole sleep pattern changed. And not only did I have a hard time falling asleep, but I had a very difficult time staying asleep, and I was a very light sleeper. So I never really got into that really deep sleep pattern, which is where you do all the rejuvenation and you get your rest. And for years, I just could never really conquer it. And no matter what I tried, I either felt groggy in the morning or I just didn't like the way it made me feel, and it still didn't work. So my risk aversion to trying anything with CBD was actually overcome once I got access to this particular sleep formula. That's when I was like, okay, I'm going to try something. And I have never, I mean, in 30 years, I have never slept this well. It is the most deep, refreshing sleep. I wake up in the morning. Even if I wake up once in the evening, I go right back to sleep. And I wake up in the morning feeling refreshed, and I'm able to focus and go right to work. Everybody that I've shared this with has the same response.
That's one of the things that we are just overwhelmed with this product. I mean, we're so excited. We cannot wait to share it with the world, because having tested a whole bunch of CBD, we tested some gummies once, and they tasted yummy. Both of us, within like 10 minutes, got headaches, you know. So this stuff is so pure. None of that sort of thing happens. I just want to share one more story on the anxiety product. I gave it to a friend of mine who's been really having serious problems with anxiety, you know, had it before COVID, gotten worse. And she tried it. And after the second day on this medicine, she was off her prescription medicine. So 2 days on anxiety, she didn't need any more of her medicine. So it was really amazing. I wanted to say one more thing. So we're selling this box. It's called A Box of Sanity, because we believe everyone needs a little sanity now. You get a little box or a big box, or you can buy the products individually. We're also going to have an affiliate program, so if people want to get their friends involved, they will be able to get a percentage of the sales.
That sounds amazing. How is it working together?
We really have a great time, but I'll let you take this, Wendy.
Well, we find a way to laugh multiple times during the day, but at least one good belly laugh a day. We have very complementary skill sets, and neither one of us are ego-driven. So it's been a very easy transition into a partnership, because where my skill sets are, I just fall into those roles, and where panels are, she takes control of that. We have a tremendous amount of trust and respect for each other's capabilities, and so we don't have to micromanage or fight for control of anything. So it's actually been refreshing, and in my case, coming from a big corporate, very hostile and toxic culture, to be able to work with someone that just sort of seamlessly, we just hand things off to one another and just take it and run, has been refreshing and rejuvenating, actually. And I am so excited when I get up every morning to know that this is something that I get to do every day with a tremendous woman that I respect professionally, but also a friend.
Right back at you. But the other part is that we both have a really strong belief in our mission.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, that certainly keeps us going. But there is I just have to tell you this one story. We were sitting, I don't know, outside, and we were trying to figure out, CBD is called, we actually had to Google how you pronounce the official name of CBD. And we got this woman with a British accent somehow pronouncing it for us. And it's called cannabidiol. That's the only way we can say it now, because that's how she said it. So whenever we really need a big laugh, we just sit there and go, cannabidiol. It's a little silly, and I think you had to be there. But, yeah.
We have fun.
Well, that's important. One should always have fun. So
I have a couple more questions. We're down to about 4 minutes and 28 seconds. So first off, who is Gloria, and how do you get past the days when starting a business seems insurmountable? And when do you launch, and how can people reach you? So we have to do that in 4 minutes and 16 seconds.
Okay, I'll do the Gloria part quickly. So Gloria has been with me for a few years now, and she is an executive assistant that I've worked with over the past few years, and she's actually someone that doesn't really exist. So whenever a file disappears or a mistake is made on anything, I've always just, oh, my God, Gloria's here. She did it again. So Gloria has become our fictitious office assistant, and she shows up every once in a while during the day and messes something up. But that is how, again, how we keep fun in a very challenging work environment.
Yeah, because we can't remember anything. Let's see, starting a business. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about it. It's really we are working to make our dream come true, not somebody else's. We laugh a lot. We have a good time. And we work together really well.
And we believe that we were basically, we are here to make a difference for women through their health and their wellness. And through our own journeys, we understand the difficulties of all the stress and responsibilities that we have in our lives, whether it's wife, mother, business person, coach, team mom, room mom. All of those things weigh heavy, and the older we get, the more challenges we have in our physical bodies. And so we wanted to be able to do something to give back, but also to help women like us have a more balanced and fulfilled life so that they can continue with the challenges they face on a daily basis, but we're able to help them be happier, productive human beings.
Yes. Now, the last question was, when do we launch? We're launching next week, a Starting Ship product, May 15th. Our website, we just have a landing page at this moment, is verdaniafields.com, V-E-R-D-A-N-I-A, fields.com. So if you are interested and come to our website, you can register, and we will alert you when the product is on the market.
And our contact information is there as well. So if you want to reach out and have a conversation or ask some questions, we're more than happy to get back to you.
Sounds, this new product that you're coming up with sounds fabulous. And I know that there is a lot of women that probably, and men too, that could use it. So I'm very excited to learn more. So I was happy to have you today, both Wendy LaDuc and Pamela Moffitt of Verdania Fields, as a guest on my show. And as I mentioned before, once the show is live, it becomes archived, so you can let all your friends know to listen whenever it's convenient for them. And I want to thank you both for being a guest today. It was wonderful having you.
Thank you so much, Robbie. We appreciate it.
And much success on your launch.
Thank you.
You'll take your good wishes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll send you some product.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
Take care. Bye now.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.